All right, I hit record. Give me a sound check. Test thing. That sounds amazing. Here's my sound test. Yeah, let's rock and roll. Hey there, party people. Are you ready to have your socks rocked off? You know, I should probably wait for Roy to play a little longer before I start. I can pretend I didn't say anything. Hey, party people. Ready to have your socks rocked off? Well, you've come to the right place, because we're going to rock your body the way your body needs to be rocked. I'm going to be real honest with you right now. I don't know what that means. I've never actually rocked a body. But I've been led to understand that's a pretty straightforward process. There's, well, you need a body, and ostensibly you have one of those. And you need a rock, and I've got one of those. Oh, fuck. Tears in a bucket, motherfuck it. Joe, why do I even bother?
What? What happened?
I don't know. This is just... You know, we do these podcasts, we get together, we talk, we riff, we rap, we chat. Week after week, I just feel like, I don't know, I'm doing a disservice. You know what I am? I'm Bob Dylan after he went electric. You know, it's just not the same. Here's the problem. Well, I was never Bob Dylan when he was acoustic, so nobody knows how far I've fallen.
Well, aside from the occasional stroke, I think that you're Bob Dylan acoustic all the time.
Well, that's nice of you to say. At any rate, this is JVC.
Well, you seem rather disappointed in something. I gotta say, I had to hit mute and go punch my cat.
Why would you hit mute to punch your cat?
Well, because I didn't want to interfere with your intro. So,
I appreciate that.
My cat was all over the place, and it was about to really interfere with things, so I had to knock it unconscious. I decided to hit mute, knock the cat unconscious, throw it out in the yard, and come on back. And then right when I came back, I thought it was good timing, and then you were talking about how you're Bob Dylan electric, and I was like, oh man, you feeling okay, buddy?
I'm on a lot of narcotics. Same as last week. I'm pretty screwed up, Joe. But you know what? That's rock and roll. That's the rock and roll lifestyle. And you punching cats, that's also rock and roll. In fact, what I want to do tonight, if it's all right with you, I want to talk rock. I want to talk rock.
Let's talk
rock.
And it just so happens, I had to punch my cat. She wouldn't have left me alone otherwise. And there might be another theme coming in and out this evening, and that's animal abuse. We haven't touched on that in a while, but it is kind of punk rock, you know.
Animal abuse is punk rock? Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is.
It's also just wrong.
And punk rock is wrong. No, it's not wrong. Punk rock is right. Or is it? Maybe they would want it to be wrong. You know how people say Primus sucks? I think punk rockers would say, yeah, punk is wrong. That's why we do it.
It's funny that you bring up that Primus sucks thing, because I always think of that's kind of the attitude that we have about our podcast, is like, hey, JBC sucks. Like, kind of like, you know, Primus would do that all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be a joke. Thing is, for us, it's, I don't know, yet to be seen if it's a joke. Well, no, it's very clear whether it's a joke or not. And sometimes we just suck.
Sometimes. But sometimes we also... You know what we are? You and I, we're a jam band, Joe. We're a jam band. We're just laying down some riffs and tracks, trying to see if anything comes together. Every once in a while, we get a pretty good jam session going. And you know what? Our real fans, or our real fan, they just, you know, they have the patience to wait until the magic happens, you know? You gotta break your leg a few times, jumping down those 15 steps before you nail it on your skateboard just that one time. You got to bail several times before you hit it. One good landing makes up for all the bad
landings. And you and I, we've crashed our skateboard 27 weeks in a row. Yeah, I'm counting this week. We haven't even done it yet. But we're going to land it one of these days. And if we don't, you know what? So what? Fuck you. Not you, Joe, or our listener, but just the man. Fuck the man.
Well, it's like learning to play an instrument. You got to just fuck up over and over and over again, but don't get discouraged. Like, you'll learn how to do it.
No, do now, get discouraged, because if you're complacent, then you just continue to fuck up for the rest of your life. Get discouraged. Eat that shit. Shove it down your throat. Shove it down your throat. Suck it.
Yeah, and failure is just a step towards success. I'm just saying, somewhere around 2021, after hundreds of episodes, I think we'll finally hit stop and talk to each other after the show, and we'll be like, that was a good one, dude. We did it. We finally did it.
Yeah, then we can quit.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. And yeah.
Then we can quit.
But that'll be hundreds of arguments for cancellation from now, and finally it'll
Joe Neal and Jason Mark are the proud producers of one of the longest running podcasts in history because they made a pledge to only quit when they get it right. So far, so bad.
Well, this is music related. You realize I have purchased a new microphone for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Now, anybody, Ian, who's listened to our podcast, who listened to the last podcast last week, I still have the same loner laptop here, and it's a piece of shit, and the microphone was terrible, and it sounded like I was calling in on like a car phone from the 80s last week.
Did it?
I don't know. Well, see, you didn't listen to the podcast, but I did, and I was like, god damn.
I listened to
you
it.
You barely hear me, which, you know, that's – I fade in and out anyway just because I'm terrible at maintaining my position in front of any microphone. But I'm just saying, I was inspired to buy this brand new microphone. We'll see if this works out here.
So far, it's so good. And I did listen to last week's podcast. I just listened to it while we were making it. And everything sounded fine to me, which means I am a shitty engineer. But I think we all knew that, right? I mean, everybody knows that Sid Vicious is a shitty bass player, but he still was allowed to play with Knives or the Sex Pistols. One of the two. Both, actually. And I'm a shitty engineer, but I still get to do this show. So that's punk right there. That's rock and roll. But you are taking it a step up. You're going from Sid Vicious to Joe Satriani. Not that they played the same instrument, but in terms of this new mic, what's the mic called?
It is called a Yeti.
Yeti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called a Yeti.
Yeah.
And that reminds me of a joke. Well, if the question is, have I had sex with your hairy, disgusting mom? The answer is, not Yeti.
I only know one Yeti joke.
That's going to go ahead. I'm going to throw that into the next bad joke, Taj. Do you have a Yeti joke, too?
Yeah, it's not very good. It has nothing to do with music.
I've not heard that Yeti.
Okay. Isn't that one of the rules in jazz? If you play something when you're doing, you know, your improvising, if you play something that sounds good, just do it again.
Hey, so we can desperately stay on our music theme, could you sing me your Yeti joke, please?
Yeah, I'll do my best. Here we go. Okay. Joe, I have a question for you, Joe. Joe, I have a question. Did you want opera or do you want some other music style? I should have asked first before I...
just... fucking hit it. If it's the question, I'll even sing back to you.
Okay, good. Maybe I should do nursery rhyme, because that's all I fucking listen to these days, because I've got a 2-year-old. What do you call a Yeti with a 6-pack, Joe?
I don't know.
What do you call a Yeti with a 6-pack, Joe? Fiddly, fiddly, fiddly.
I just don't know.
What do you call a Yeti with a 6-pack, Joe? An abdominal snowman. Woohoo. Yeah, anyway.
That was the stupidest thing we've ever done.
Probably,
but it made me so happy. Thanks
probably
for that.
The
Thank
stupidest
you.
Thing. Yeah. So let's talk about rock. We've had music episodes before, but this is our 27th episode. So why are we talking about rock and roll today?
I don't know, because 27 is like a rock and roll thing. Well, it's kind of a morbid rock and roll thing.
What is it?
Explain That's really it to me. The reason why I was like, we should do a music episode, because the number 27 is morbid numerological. It's not even numerological. It's just, look, rock stars die when they're 27.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I put on Facebook, I said, JBC podcast tragically dies at 27.
So we're going to die this episode is what you're saying.
Well, that's what I hope for every time, and I'm going to argue for it later.
Okay.
But this time I feel like we've got a really good chance because we're rock. We're rock.
And we are so rock. No, okay.
Rock stars die at 27.
So there are rock stars out there who are older than that. So, I mean, can you give me examples? I mean, is it like – can you tell me, what do you mean they die at 27? What happens when you're 27? Don't answer the what happens. Who has died? Who?
It's silly that you're asking me this because I know you know the answer, but just a few. You got Janis Joplin. You got Jimi Hendrix. You got Jim Morrison. We're gonna be dragging his name through the mud later.
Okay, so far, just to kind of interrupt you, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, those all start with the letter J. My name is Jason, your name is Joe. So what the fuck is going on here?
I didn't even think about that. See? 27, the letter J, rock. It's all lining up. We're going to die before the end of the fucking episode, Jason.
That's I hope we don't. I have a lot of work to do. And a lot of people would be really unhappy if I suddenly died. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, who else?
Well, let's move out of the J's and we'll go to Kurt Cobain.
Oh, really? All right.
Right? Wasn't he 27?
Yeah, I think you're correct. He was 27 years and 44 days old, I think, in a matter of fact, when he died on April the 5th in 1994.
Yeah. See, this is when I feel like you're fucking with me sometimes because you know all this stuff and maybe you're just testing me. Nope. I don't have a... there's probably a nice list I could be reading from, but I'm trying to access the files of my own brain. Kurt Cobain was 27, correct?
He was 27 years old and 44 days.
Now, yes. This is really dark. Shannon Hoon almost made it. He was 28.
Yes. He did make it. He survived somehow.
For a little while. And for our listener, Shannon Hoon, that's from Blind Melon. But yeah. Ian, you know that. You know.
Yeah.
That's the guy from Blind Melon. I really like that band.
I did too. There is only one. I mean, there is a list, Joe, that one can look at. And I'll name some of the ones that you probably knew about already. But I'll just from the list here because I am fucking with you. I'm always on Wikipedia. So everyone knows that Alexander Levy died when he was 27. A lot of people are aware that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Who the fuck is he?
Composer, pianist, conductor. He was 27 years old and 98 days when he died in 1892. Chauvin.
Kurt Cobain's penis was also 27 when it died.
Yes. Is that what he meant? Pianist, okay. Yeah.
Never mind. Moving on.
Louis Chauvin died in 1908. He was 27. Let's actually do some people. Folks have heard of Brian Jones, of course, the guy who founded the Rolling Stones. He was 27 when he died.
Drown in the tub. Or no. Drown in the pool by his fucking gardener or something. That was crazy.
Something like that. Death by misadventure. Yeah. Who are some
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the death episode.
Yeah. Founding member
anyway,
of
continue.
Grateful Dead Ron Pigpen McKernan died when he was 27. Here's something that's kind of freaky. Two people in Reba McEntire's band died when they were 27. However, they died at the same time, and they were in the same plane when it crashed. So that doesn't really – I don't know if that counts, but
– Jason, that does constitute as death.
Yeah. Linked to Kurt Cobain, his wife, of course, Courtney Love, was the lead singer and guitarist for Hole, and their bass guitarist, Kristen Pfaff, died when she was 27.
Yeah,
from a drug overdose. I mean, I could go on, and I probably will when I see other names as I scroll down this Wikipedia page that I find familiar. For example, Amy Winehouse very famously died when she was 27 years old.
That's right.
And
now,
I
keep thinking up musicians that I thought, of course, their death was tragic, but the really good musicians like Andrew Wood from Mother Love Bone.
Yeah.
I think he was like fucking 23, though.
He was 24. But
24. Yeah. That's close.
You're very close. Yeah, he was 24. And, of course, Justin Bieber. How old is he?
I don't know. This is maybe about, 8 years away from dying at 27.
You know, one can only, you know, I don't want him to actually die. I guess he's going through some shit right now, poor kid. He is 23, actually, so he's about 4 years away from. Yeah, see, here's the thing. All the guys and gals we mentioned, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, that Chauvin guy from 1908, they were, I mean, they died, and that's tragic and would have been great if they hadn't, but there's a little bit of cachet to this, right? I mean, if Justin Bieber would have died at 27, and look, let me be clear. I don't want Justin Bieber to die. I don't want anyone to die. Well, there's a few people, but they're not rock and roll stars.
I don't want Bieber to die either. I just want him to fucking suffer.
Well, I don't want him to die for two reasons. One, I don't want a human being to die. Two, I don't want him to get that cachet. I don't think he deserves it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I'm on board with you.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's not give him let's not put him in that club of very talented people.
Right.
Even though the whole thing is very tragic,
right.
He just shouldn't be included in any club of good musicians. That's what I was saying. Let's just have him suffer a little bit. I think that's coming to him, and rightly so.
Yes, and let's just, you know, this is a meta podcast where I was talking about how we make it. Full disclosure, folks, we only bring up Justin Bieber in this bit because it is the go-to musician to talk about when you want to talk about a musician that is universally disliked for one reason or another by those of us who consider ourselves to be hipsters. Okay.
Yeah, I know it's cliche.
It's cliche,
but I don't like Bieber. But you know what? Let me tell you the real reason why I don't like Bieber. Anybody that speeds down a neighborhood street in a Lamborghini, I think it was a Lamborghini, that is basically, instead of a paint job, it has mirrors all over it, is a fucking menace to society.
Yes, but you got to admit that if, like, who's that guy? Iggy Pop. If Iggy Pop had done it, we'd all be going, oh, dude, that's so rock. That's so punk. I mean, I think the thing is that much the same way that you can't die at 27 unless you're cool, you can't do shitty things unless you're cool. If you're already considered not cool, then you can't do shitty things. You kind of got to walk a straight line, right? And that's
true. I mean, when it comes down to it, the guys from Led Zeppelin, who I think all of them except for the drummer still live.
Yeah.
My understanding is they all did terrible shit at the a completely invisible Lamborghini, you know, speeding down a neighborhood street with children playing in it. That's nothing compared to some of the shit that, like, Jimmy Page did.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all
Ozzy
alleged.
Osbourne.
Or actually,
Ozzy
maybe
Osbourne.
He's convicted. Say again, Jason? I'm sorry.
That's okay. Ozzy Osbourne. Consider the things that he's done. And that, how old is he? He's got to be, like, 127.
Yeah, at least.
Well, for whatever it's worth, you're right. All of the Led Zeppelin guys are still alive except for John Bonham, who made it to age 32 before he died. So, and that's kind of what the rock and roll lifestyle is, man. It's the dividing line. Like, you know you've made it. I mean, when you trash a hotel room and your cred goes up, you've made it. If your cred goes down, you haven't. And there is no in between. There is no cred stays the same, right? Trash hotel room, you look better. Trash hotel room, you look worse. That's it, right? Like, if I trashed a hotel room right now, I'd be really, really looking bad. Did you ever, back in your rock and roll days, Joe, did you ever trash a hotel room?
Not like on purpose.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the rock stars are like, I am going to fuck this hotel room up. Like, I'm going to take this chair and smash it into the TV. Then I'm going to pick the TV up. I'm going to throw it out the fucking window. Maybe there's somebody walking on the sidewalk that I'm going to kill. I don't care. I'm a rock star. Fuck this shit. I have enough money to pay lawyers and repairs or whatever the hell. See, I never even made it close to that. I would just go and play a show, and then we'd have an after party, or maybe we would all go to a hotel room, and we would just get really drunk and have a lot of fun and fuck shit up on accident because okay. we were incapacitated. Right. But that's different.
How old were you when you were doing this, by the way?
Oh, the real irresponsible shit like that?
Yeah.
24.
Oh.
That was the last of the, like, really what I would consider shameful behavior.
So you weren't 27. What happened when you were 27? Did you just give it up? Were you scared of dying?
No, I was playing in a rock band when I was 27. I was staying up late, but it was just, you know, I guess it was less kind of the behavior was less egregious.
You stayed up late. You stayed up late.
I did.
You madman.
Party animal. No, I told you when I was around 27, this is on a previous podcast, I got mugged because my judgment was impaired.
Yes.
And I went to get a bunch of Mexican food and I got popped in the head. My wallet got stolen because it was dangling between my fingers and a huge grocery bag full of burritos. Anyway, if you want to hear that. What episode is that? I don't know. Just listen to all.
Episode Face Harem. Right?
Yeah.
Episode Face Harem.
But you know what I was thinking the whole week? I'm like, well, hey, we can share some songs that we like with each other.
Okay.
Maybe. And I don't know how we're doing on time, but we're
doing real good.
There's a couple songs, actually, that I think are really awesome that I wanted you to hear, and I haven't shared them with you until now because I thought it would be fun to do it on the podcast.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
And maybe do you have some? You always have cool, weird music that I've never heard.
I could come up with something. A little snippet.
I had a request from something that you played on the last music episode that I thought was so fucking just kick ass, and I think the name was the song was called Globetrotter or something like that.
Okay.
And it was like a funk band with Jethro Tull flute in it, and it was just like, wow, that's something straight out of my dreams. I just love it.
Let me see if I can. Yeah, okay, I got it. You want to hear part of that right now?
Yeah, let's start it off with that. I just love it. Love it.
Okay. Let's do that. Let's pause the background music and bring up Globetrotter.
Thank you for the step-by-step.
You betcha. Can you hear that okay?
Frank.
That is the Mitchell and Dewberry Brown band.
Oh. If I were a pimp and if I were walking down the street.
Yeah.
With a big old hat on and some platform shoes, I would want this to be playing in the background.
I think, sometimes when I listen to this song, I go out for a run. I listen to this song and, like, I swear to God, it comes on my iPod, and I turn a corner, and there's a pimp in a great big old 1970s sombrero, velvet pink sombrero with leopard skin on it.
This song is like a pimp whistle. Only pimps can hear it.
It's a pimp whistle. That is the best word I've heard all day. I'm calling our episode today pimp whistle. That is so good.
But see, it's in your headphones, so like, nobody could possibly ever hear it. It's like a sixth sense, and you know, put on the song, it's like a pimp whistle, and all of a sudden you turn a corner, there's a pimp in your face, and he has a strong pimp hand, and he backhands your ass, and that's the end of your run. Whenever I talk about pimps, I must talk about the pimp hand and the backhand It's the pimp smack.
The pimp smack. I'm sorry. I'm
again reverting to violence in order to be funny.
It's okay.
Call it fun.
Well, this is the Mitchell and Dewberry Band playing their song "Globetrotter." Did you have a song you wanted to hear? That you wanted me to hear? I can cue it up on YouTube here.
And you know, I find songs. I wanted to explain that every once in a while, maybe you have this same experience, but every once in a while I hear a song that I like so much that I'll just listen to it over and over again. Like when it's done, I just hit play again.
Yep.
And that's kind of a rare thing, but it happens every once in a while. And it hadn't happened to me in quite some time, maybe a couple of years. And this song happened. I can't stop listening to it. And I don't even know how you'll feel about it, but do you want to put it on for me? It is Tame Impala.
Yeah.
It feels like we only go backwards. I think that's the name of the song. Turn it up.
Yeah. Dig that bass guitar back there.
It's the bass and drums. Listen to how tight that is.
Yeah. So, Tame Impala. Now, you've mentioned them before.
They're
what
like
is it about this song that you like?
Psychedelic rock band is the genre that they're kind of listed under. I'm not really sure how that works.
Well, I'm watching the video as we record this, and yeah, it's very psychedelic. They got that psychedelic. That's an interesting word because that's something that came out of the, if I recall, the late 60s, early 70s. I should look it up just to make sure I'm not full of shit. I am full of shit, but I can look it up anyway. And this has that feel, right, of back then, but also it's definitely the now version of back then, right?
Yeah, there's something that they do. There was one song from Space Hog that did that kind of bass and drum thing. I just fucking love it. And I listened to the rest of Space Hog songs, and that's the only song that they did that in. And I was always like, I wish there was a band that just did Space Hog, that one Space Hog song, and like expanded on that. And then I hear this Tame Impala song, I'm like, there it is, I love that so much. Guess what? I listen to the rest of Tame Impala, none of it's like that.
So
I'm up to two songs that are kind of constructed that way that I really love. One day I'm going to find a band that has focused on that kind of song structure and the way that the bass and the drums and the vocals fit together like that. Anyway.
Well, let me match you there. I'll play a song now. Speaking of, well, I'll play it and then we'll... All right, this is going to be... See if I can blend this together. I probably can't, but I'm going to do the DJ thing. How's that for DJ style, right?
You know what? Not bad.
YouTube. I'm going to let them get to the good part.
Now, I want to say that's Santana right away.
So, it sure sounds like Santana, right? This is a band called Steel Train. And I believe this song is the intro to a podcast called The Lee Baby Sim Show. Now, I've never heard this podcast. I know nothing about it. Other than I think this guy, Lee Baby Sims, died, which is why the podcast doesn't happen anymore. I have no idea. Anyway, came across this song on Pandora. Loved it. Just like, I need more of this. I need more of this in my life. This exact kind of music. Yes, Santana-esque. But
yeah, and it's. I really love bands that have, that's got to be three or four different people playing percussion. Like a drum set, maybe two, and then like three or four other people.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or maybe it's just two guys that are just fucking wailing on.
Could be.
On whatever the fuck they're playing.
Well, here's the thing. Much like your Tame Impala, We Only Go Backwards song, or whatever it's called. That was the only one they did what you wanted. I listened to other songs by this band, Steel Train. Nothing like this. Nothing. Like, to the point that I'm suspecting I was lied to. And they didn't do this song.
Isn't that weird? And guess what? You know, another band like that is Royksopp.
Oh, yeah?
And that is, yes, ladies and gentlemen, except just one gentleman, it's the fucking intro and outro to our podcast. And I'm like, this is really, really cool. Even though some people think it's god-awful techno, I disagree with that. But then I listen to the rest of it, it's god-awful techno.
Yes.
Isn't that a bitch?
Ain't that a biatch? All right, we're at the halfway point. We could probably do some sponsorship stuff now, unless you got one more song you wanted me to hear. Just to be fair,
let's,
right?
Let's pay for this, and then maybe we can share a couple more songs. Okay. Or a story or whatever you got. I don't know what you got.
I got an ad. Larco sent over an ad. They're pretty excited about it. They, anyway, we'll get to it. Who went first last time? I can't remember.
You know what? I didn't have an ad. And then our friend Tomedian came in with a Larco ad. And oh my God, it was so weird.
It was weird.
Well, for one thing, I've never heard anybody bring in a Larco ad except for you. And the second thing is that product is just bizarre. But anyway, it's
yeah, it was good times though.
I'm digressing.
No, it was it explained, like I said last week, it explained why they gave me their copy literally 5 minutes before the show started, because they were working with Tim that week, not with me. So, which is fine. I'm not jealous, but that's the way it works. But this one is all 100%. There's only one ad this week from Larco, as far as I know, unless you got something up your sleeve. But, okay, so ostensibly, I, quote-unquote, went first. So why don't you go first this time with your ad. Let me just ease back on the steel train. Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
All right, well, just give me a little intro, and then we'll hear that ad.
Let's do it. Oops. Sorry, I'm a shitty engineer. What are you gonna do? All right, are you ready?
I couldn't give a shit. But here no, I'm feeling fine. Here is the ad.
Here it is. It's coming up right now. Are you ready, Joe?
Yep, got my copy.
You got your copy? You ready to read this out loud now?
Oh, yes.
Okay, start reading right now. Go. Go.
A true musician tends to branch out from his primary instrument. Serious guitar players tend to find interest in learning the bass, for instance. A seasoned pianist may become proficient at playing the drums. But for the real multi-instrumentalist, curiosity in musicianship tends to reach beyond the conventional. For those of us looking for a new way to make music, it's an exciting time. Thanks to a partnership between Guitar Center and Petco. Introducing a new development in the burgeoning art of puppy cushion. Instrumuts. Now at participating Guitar Centers, you can purchase an individualized selection of dogs that, when kicked properly, will bring sweet music to your ears. To provide notes in low octaves, choose a St. Bernard or Great Dane model of Instrumut. And for the higher pitches, Maltipoos and Chihuahuas are available. Each dog has its own vocal range. For instance, to play a C-sharp, try a kick to the ribs. For a G-flat, a sweeping boot to the face.
Jesus.
Nothing is more satisfying as a performer than to dress up in a tuxedo and angrily kick the living melody out of whimpering dogs which have been chained to the stage in strategic positions. If there's any question as to the quality of music that can be produced by Instrumuts, just listen to this rendition of the Blue Danube by Johann Strauss, performed by renowned puppy cushionist Dietrich Mongrel Punter von Yelpenpooch III.
Jesus.
set of Instrumuts from Guitar Center today and get ready to kick out the jams.
Ah, Joe. You know what that reminded me of?
What's that?
It reminded me of this. Oops. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have in this box 23 white mice. Mice which have been painstakingly trained over the past few years to squeak at a selected pitch. This is E sharp, and this one is G. You get the general idea. Now, these mice are so arranged upon this rack that when played in the correct order, they will squeak the bells of St. Mary. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you, on the mouse organ, the bells of St. Mary. Thank you.
Yeah, you get the general idea. So that's a Monty
Holy
Python
shit,
sketch.
I've ripped off Monty Python. What do you know?
No. You did not rip them off. One, you weren't aware. Two, your rendition was completely different. And
luckily,
also,
I didn't write that copy yet. But
yes.
You know, they hired Joe Beth Nelson, who does freelance audio work.
Oh, did they? Okay.
To do the actual dog kicking portion of the ad. I did read the ad, but I didn't write it, and I'm just disappointed in those people for ripping off Monty Python.
Maybe I shouldn't have played that so glibly, wrong word, but whatever, because your ad that you read, that they wrote, was great. I mean, it was awful. It was really awful, but it was great.
It's pretty rough. I don't think anybody should support that. But
no.
I mean, never mind. No, of course. Yeah, it's Guitar Center, Petco.
Yeah.
We support our podcast. Kick those dogs that make them dogs sing.
Make them sing. I've got an ad from Larco on a completely different wavelength here. Should I go ahead and just read it, get it over with?
I'm excited.
Okay, here we go. You're a rock god. A real heavy metal demon. Your lyrics are full of pathos and your guitar screams like a document shredder on meth. Groupies chase you, agents genuflect in your presence, and hotel managers quake in fear when you walk through the front door. You're 26 years old. Your birthday is in 3 days. You're staring down the barrel of a cannon called Destiny. The fuse is lit. What are you going to do? Sure, going out with a bang would make you immortal, but you're not even sure if ghosts get blowjobs. And old rockers never die, they say, as long as they make it to old. Gonna try and lay low? Does that ever work? Are you really gonna give up your 3 times a week autoerotic asphyxiation habit? Do you really think your ever-growing collection of shotguns is going to stave off that creeping, crippling depression? What, you're gonna stop buying speedballs from Larry the Dealer? The man's got a wife and 3 kids to feed, for Cobain's sake. What you need to do is just skip a year. And falsifying your birth certificate won't work. Besides, what if you want to run for office someday? Instead, why not try the Larco Rockubator? Lie down in our suspended animation tank and let science do the work. Using the latest organic cryogenics and grass-fed formaldehyde drip tubes, we'll slow your metabolism to a crawl. Your mitochondria will turn to couch potatoes, binge-watching The Joy of Painting. The next year will disappear in the blink of an eye, and you'll be 28 before you know it, freed from destiny, ready to catch up on the latest STDs and compose your genius comeback album. The Larco Rockubator comes festooned with autographs of dozens of rockers who made it past 27 for good luck. Rest easy beneath the surviving scribbles of Scott Weiland, Shannon Hoon, Chester Bennington, Lane Staley, Chris Cornell, and Michael Hutchence, all of whom made it past the age of 27. Ariana Grande is 24, by the way. Thanks, Larco. Rockubator. Appreciate it. It's like an incubator, but for rockers. Anyway.
This is a bleak music episode.
Sure enough, he is. He's sure enough, he is. Yeah. That's life. Hey, rock and roll.
There's that sweet guitar music again.
That sweet guitar music that defines our very existence. So, Joe, rock and roll, it's part and parcel of our existence, yours and mine. And there for a while, every episode would have some music talk in it. Very few, I mean, you've listened to all the episodes, and there's a few other people who have as well. I mean, there may be three or four episodes where I didn't bring up some fascination with some new song.
Yeah, just, I don't know if there's any. I feel like we touch on it maybe every time. But again, there's a list of things that we tend to just touch on in every episode, and then we'll have a whole episode that's really devoted to it, like meta or horror or music or
yeah,
fucking.
Or fucking. Or yeah, meta so. Music horror fucking. Well, this is not the same kind of music episode, though. I mean, we talked about music, like, I like this song, and this is great, and we just now played a few songs for each other. But I think the gist of this is that music is life, and life is music. And when rock and roll musicians die, that's also life, and that's also rock and roll. And that's beautiful, and it's sad. And sadness
just like
is beautiful.
Life.
Just like life. And life is also sad and beautiful, but also it will kill you. In fact, I know this for a fact, that every single person who's ever been killed was alive. So life will kill you. It's the leading cause
life's
of death.
Life's fucking killing me right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I'm killing me too.
That's pretty heavy. You give me a lot of things to chew on here.
What I'm hoping is giving you something. Something to riff on, because we've still got 20 minutes to go, and I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Go ahead. This out. You brought in, I thought it was Santana, but there was just all sorts of percussion, drums all over the place. Yeah. I know you and I are both into that type of thing, which is why we're into Tool.
Yeah.
Because that guy just is out of control drummer. Well, I had brought this up actually in the previous music episode, but I wanted to hear my favorite song from them,
from Tool,
if you could accommodate me.
Absolutely.
The band is Nikal Zumbi.
Oh, it's not Tool.
No, but here's the thing about that band. They have like a line of – they don't even have a drum set. They just have a line of people with drums. It's almost like a marching band, and it just kicks ass, and that's who's lined up behind all of the other musicians in the band. And they have a different lineup now because, as I mentioned in the last music episode, Chico Science, mm-hmm. And did he die at 27? He died, I think he made it into his 30s, but he was really talented. They kept going without him, and I actually wanted to hear a song. Actually, can we hear both versions? There's a
sure,
Chico Science version, and then they redid it without him, like, I don't know, 10 years later or something. But it's called Maraca Tu Atomico.
Maraca Tu Atomico is the name of it. Maraca Tu Atomico. I'm not.
I don't know. I don't know how to say "hooked on phonics" in Brazilian.
I am not.
That's not Brazilian is not a language.
It's not.
I'm a fucking idiot. I don't think so.
I don't think you're an idiot at all.
I think it's Portuguese.
Is Portuguese a country? No. Well, it is.
That's a language.
This is the Chico Science version. Yeah, he's talking about the penis. Right. That is some delicious stuff right there.
Now, just for a real quick contrast, the newer version is really badass too. I think the guitar player sings in that one, but
okay,
can you find that one? It's from the movie Cinna.
Cinna? Spell Cinna. Oh, you don't have to.
Cinna.
YouTube found it for me.
Yeah, that's a great movie, by the way.
Is this it?
Yeah, here's the new version.
O bico do beija-flor, beija-flor, beija-flor. E toda a fauna, a flora grita de amor. Quem segura o porte-estandarte tem arte. E aqui passa com raça eletrônico, maracatu atômico.
Still singing about your penis.
Yeah. So that's it is different. It's the same, but it's different. Yeah. So what is it about this, Joe, that makes you get a hard on? Is it the drums?
The drums are really great, but I love the. This was back in the 90s, the early 90s, I believe. Well, at least when the song was written and originally recorded. And they just got this guitar throughout. Actually, here, get it to near the end of the song and hear this fucking guitar solo.
Okay.
It's just so good.
Let's see, is this it? Yeah, it's probably too.
Almost there. That might have been near the end of the guitar solo.
I hear what you're talking about. Okay.
I dig it.
Since we're just playing each other's music, maybe I can find a guitar solo at the end of a song that reminded me of. Probably not. Let's see if I can... I'm going to let you hear just a taste of the beginning so you get the idea of what the song's about. Then I'll skip to the end. There you go. What do you think about that? I'm sorry, but that is a bass guitar that will have sex with your mom. You know what I'm saying? All right, let me see.
More on that later,
yeah.
By the way. Ooh!
What do you think about that?
Ooh, is that who I think it is?
I don't know. I don't know who it is, so who do you think it is?
I don't know. I almost thought it was like in Living Color or something.
Yeah, it's got kind of got that sort of
They will
feel.
Do some funky shit like that, and then the guitar player is just a face-melting bastard. And
he is.
You know, there's something about, and Nakao Zumbi has this too, where like really well, it's like fuzzy ass squealing, kind of squealing guitar.
Yes,
but it also has a very well placed, like wah pedal in there.
Yeah,
it's not egregious. It's just right.
Just right. Yeah.
You don't hear that much anymore. I don't think.
I think that
but I really like it.
Yeah, it's not marketed the way it used to be. This is a band called Papa Grows Funk, and this song is 13 minutes long, and it all it is just these. Old fuckers just jamming, right? And they just pass it around. That's the name of the song. It's called Pass It. They just pass it around from one guitar player to another guitar player to a keyboardist to another keyboardist to a saxophone. And they just pass it around. And it's funny because you've been listening to this song for like 10 minutes and you can hear them playing the cadence or whatever it's called at the end, like they're going to finish it. And you can tell the sound guy does not know that the guitar player's got one solo left. So, it starts to fade out, and then the guitar player is obviously just like, no, fuck you, I'm playing this goddamn solo. And then he brings it back in anyway, because it's a live recording. But, yeah, that's a... One of the reasons I like listening to funk and blues is because of multiple guitar solos. Your basic rock and roll song nowadays is your... what's the format I'm trying to think of?
Talking about like chorus, verse, bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a
term for it. It's actually a format that came up in the classical period of music, and it'll come back to me later. But blues and funk and things that are kind of down on that end, they're just like, no, fuck it. I'm gonna play another solo, and maybe I'm gonna play a third one, and I just love it because these are guys.
And I can get into that. A good blues solo, a good one.
Just walking all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah, I could listen to that for hours. Funk, too. Funk with a gnarly, funky blues solo in it is really yummy. Anyway.
Yeah, really yummy. Hey, we got 10 minutes left to go. I know that you hate our podcast and you are trying to convince me that we should cancel it. Did you want to do that this time as well, or did you have something else you wanted to feature in the pageantry we call Just Be Cousins?
Well, it's been fun, but yeah, I think we should stop. And I'm gonna try harder this time. Last time, I wanted to just make mention of this. Last time, with just a certain amount of drinks and real sleepy right next to my bedtime, I started to lose my mind at the end of the podcast. And my argument – now, I had obscenitized a song, and my only argument was, we're trying to be funny. This song is not funny, and therefore, fuck us. I thought it was – I really phoned it in. But actually, I was just trying to stay awake, and I was trying to use a brain that was no longer functioning. And anybody that listened to the last episode will know exactly what I'm talking about. You and Tim tried your best to carry us to the end of the show, and I thank you for that. But I'm going to try and be a little bit more articulate and use my words. So if you can give me the intro, I'll see what I can do here.
Okay, here we go.
Sometimes that is better.
Welcome, everyone, to a decidedly musical edition of JBC's Arguments for Cancellation. Now, my attempt earlier this week was to obscenitize a song. I wanted to blow everybody's mind by obscenitizing an Annie Lennox song. And one of the reasons why we should stop this podcast is because my attempts to obscenitize songs and my attempt to obscenitize Annie Lennox crashed and burned. And for instance, I was trying to do Walking on Broken Glass.
Yeah.
And hold on just a moment, because my wife just brought me a cup of coffee.
Well, that's nice.
Hey, honey. So I hear Walking on Broken Glass every single morning because it is my wife's alarm.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just tear that song in a new asshole. There's one big problem. And again, this is why we should stop the podcast. I can't sing very well. I'm trying to entertain people on this podcast by singing, and I'm not equipped to do so. Now, you can imagine if I tried to sing like Annie Lennox, the failure is just pronounced. It's terrible.
I don't know, Joe. And, I don't know about that, but continue.
Well, anyway, for instance, one of the lines of that song is, every one of us was made to suffer. And all I could come up with was, Snuffleupagus looks like your mother. And it's when I wrote that, I had the ink and quill out, and next to the candlelight, I wrote that line down, and I looked up from the page and I said, I shouldn't be doing this. And this is representative of the quality of all of our content, I think. I'm sorry to say that. I hate to rope you into this.
Yeah,
but
sure.
So I gave up on that, and I ended up just recording what we're about to hear, which is this fucking schlock, and yet another reason why we should stop doing this. Hit it. That's thunder and lightning.
Okay.
This song's about Tim's mom.
Riders on your mom. Just a riding on your mom. When I make illegal porn, your mom becomes a whore. When I give your mom a ride, I tan her saggy hide. Flopping on your mom. I've got a really strong pimp hand. Have all my money, not just half. The reason that she fucks is she owes me $50. When she doesn't have the cash, my cock goes in her ass.
Jesus.
I'm ashamed to write this song.
I'm crying right now. I am crying. It's beautiful.
Well, it's a sad song.
It is sad. Jim Morrison died when he was 27. We already talked about that, right? Do you think this song killed him? Do you think that if you were 27, Joe, you would die having written and performed this wonderful song?
I think that Jim Morrison at the beginning of the song was rolling over in his grave. By the end of the song, he was break dancing and like doing a head spin in his fucking grave. It's terrible. And again, that's pretty convincing that we should stop, wouldn't you say?
I think you fucking convinced me.
I think you just fucking convinced me.
Sometimes dead is better.
Dead is better.
Dead is better. That's absolutely true. I've always said that. What do we learn today, Joe? We got 4 minutes left. We learn anything?
I learned that there were classical musicians that started this whole dying at 27 thing long ago.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, speaking of classical,
you taught me that.
I taught you that. Speaking of classical, the form I'm talking about. I was trying to think of the form of rock and roll songs. It's the sonata form, and it's not something you can lock down as simple as A, B, A, B, C, A, B, but basically it's your, you know, you play something, then you play something different, and then you repeat it, and then you develop it, and then you play it the original, and then you're done. And there's a cadenza in there. Back then, that's what they called the solo. So you get your guitar solo and
the credenza or the cadenza.
It's called the cadenza, but you know, sit on a credenza while listening to the cadenza if you want to. You know what we could do?
I was about to say a credenza is some sort of pastry, isn't it? No, it's a piece of furniture. I don't know what the I don't know what the fuck I'm saying at all. I'm going to leave the terminology to you. So cadenza, very good.
Yeah, it's not, yeah.
You ever heard of a cronut?
I have. I've never had one. But I've always wanted
to have
one.
It's a metal testicle.
Is that what it is? And here I thought it was a croissant mixed with a donut. And that sound is my wife coming in the house. Hi, wife. Joe's wife brought him a cup of coffee. Do you want to bring me a cup of coffee? I don't know what she said, but we're still recording. We only got a few minutes left, so.
Did we just hear your wife's voice for the first time on the podcast?
Yeah, maybe sort of down low a little bit. A little bit, yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, you know what we could do sometime? We should do a classical music episode. I love classical music. I'm a big fan of the Mozart. Mendelssohn, that's my jam right there. In fact, we could do a whole episode about just this one overture that Mendelssohn wrote, which I am telling you is 100% about fucking. I'm dedicated to this proposition. He wrote an overture that is about fucking, and he was 17 when he wrote it, so you know I'm right. Anyway, we'll do that next.
Yeah, that
episode.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But you know, I have to say this. Sometimes you'll have a little strokiness in your speech, and you'll say a word that cracks me up, and I can't stop thinking about it. Yeah. And you just said "imbecode." I thought, which is funny because I thought you were going to say "imbecile," but you're trying to say "episode," and I was like, "Wait, maybe this is an imbecode."
Yeah,
maybe we've had 27 imbecodes.
I think we have. And, you know, I think the reason why Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, all the other great J musicians died when they're 27 is because they're at their peak. And God was like, look, I don't want you guys to decline. I don't want you to go down from here. I want you to go out when you're at your best. And you know what's great, Joe? We'll never be at our best. Or our best was our first episode. It's all been downhill since then. And God is like, ah, fuck it. Who cares? You guys are done. You're not done.
We're in a very long J curve. It's like when you're writing a J, but the lowest part of the J just trails off and plateaus and goes off the page horizontally. That's what we're in right now.
Did we talk about that live? Did we talk about how our show is a J curve that never – every
– Yeah, we did.
We did talk about it live? Okay, yeah.
But, I mean, repeat it. It makes me happy.
I can't remember exactly something along the lines of we are at the nadir of the J curve and fractally will always be there as we continue to rise. It's always the bottom of a new J curve. So that's right. Where we're at.
It's called In Taco Bell parlance, that's called a reframe, so we can maintain positive thoughts and move forward and not cancel the podcast like I've been trying to convince us to for many, many episodes now. I think, okay, Johann Strauss, earlier you heard a rendition of the Blue Danube.
Yes, that's right.
Now, I'm going to break the fourth wall.
Break it.
And I was trying to figure out what a certain song is. Okay, have you ever tried to sing to Shazam before?
I have, and it's never worked.
It's, and maybe that just speaks to the quality of our singing, but I was like, I have no idea what this tune in my head is, and I'd really like to figure it out. So I hit Shazam, and I said, da 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 da, boop 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 boop, da 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 da, and Shazam said, "Fuck you," out loud. It didn't say it in words. It said "fuck you" to me, and I was like, oh, "Okay." Anyway, somehow I figured it out because I googled it enough, and I figured out that it was on some Looney Tunes episode.
There you go.
That was making fun of Fantasia, and I swear to God, I finally found it. And yeah, good for me because then I got to cite it in the ad. Now, well, okay, I'm going back behind the fourth wall again. I didn't write that ad.
You didn't, no, but I know what you meant. You meant it in a metaphorical sense. Next time, this will be the last thing we'll talk about. Next time you need to figure out a song, there is a webpage you can go to called Musipedia, where you can actually tap the rhythm of a song. Like you would tap, dut, 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 dut. You tap that like on your space bar or whatever. And it will tell you, oh, that's probably the Blue Danube.
Yeah. No, shit.
Yeah. Musipedia. Go to musipedia.org/query_by_tapping.html. There you go.
Don't call me query anymore. That's
okay.
Offensive.
On that note, Joe, I love you, man. You are rock and roll through and through. Thank you. And
hey,
good night.
I want to say, oh my God, I'm so exhausted doing all this work for the podcast. Can we do a couple episodes where we don't fucking do any work, please?
Yes, next year. Next year. Next week we'll be bareback.
Bareback. Random.
Random.
Freeballing it.
Freeballing. That's right. Commando. Zero % fat. All right. Good night, everybody.